This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Man, y'all are doing great. 1 hour into the anniversary show, and you guys are bringing up memories that we've even forgot about. But a lot of them were really, really good, and we appreciate you all texting, though, twitting. We always appreciate you.
Somebody texted and said, "You guys suck. I hope you guys have another awesome year of sucking. Love you guys."
Why you keep listening?
Mandy, happy anniversary. Thank you, Mandy. That day when y'all found out that Deshaun Watson tore his ACL in the last 5 minutes of your show and just quickly got off the air and let the Blitz deal with it.
I was driving home that day and just listening to them going, damn, we just kind of just let them high and dry it.
It was like, oh, that happened? Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to go now.
I believe it was Jong who walked in and told me about the news because I didn't see it.
You tipped us off.
And then I said it on the air, so I was just like, whatever, you know, I aspire to be Woj. If I got news, I got it
right.
And we thought you were kidding at first. We're like, all right, the Astros won the World Series. Nothing like this is going to happen. I think Lamont was the one that said, is there a payoff? Like, something's going to happen to the Texans because the Astros won the World Series.
Yeah.
And he said something that's going to happen to Deshaun Watson, and then boom, and I'm like, oh, that's weird.
No, look, see, NASCAR Johnny. Yep, still listening in Austin. Happy anniversary, guys. See?
Thanks, Johnny.
I don't remember this one, and we talked about it at break, but I think it was just a rant. But somebody was talking about when I was ranting about drivers that pick their nose and wanting to ram them from the back and make them bleed. I don't remember that.
I don't either, but again, we have so many conversations where one of us will get on a rant.
I believe Barry would make fun of someone doing that, but I don't remember it either.
Somebody said, I love your show because it has the shortest wait times of the business. Speaking of, should we get with Patrick here?
Should I call Josh out first on Twitter? Because I told him that I appreciated it. Josh gave me a tweet, speaking of reflux, and he said, my reflux is the worst after I eat cucumbers. Something about them light me up. And I went, bro, I hear you, but I would have reworded that for your own benefit before you put that on social media.
You're not right.
And you were laughing the whole time.
You're not right. I wouldn't have called him out.
I didn't say his Twitter handle.
Oh, what is it? Just give
Joshua
it.
Joshua Bruner.
Okay.
at JBrew9.
At JBrewCucumber.com.
The worst is when I eat a cucumber and a couple of grapes. Woo! That is a fruit salad.
Oh, that's funny.
Patrick wants to get in here with an NFL question. Patrick, what's up?
Hey, guys, man, congrats on the year.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
I've enjoyed every minute. And I just, I was thinking about the Super Bowl, and I was really impressed not only with the Super Bowl performance, but the playoff run and the end-of-the-year run that that Nick Foles had, man. And I'm thinking about the Texans. Deshaun Watson's knee, who knows? He's a mobile quarterback. You know, I eerily think Robert Griffin, you know? Great first year, you know, and then the knee and then nothing. So I'm wondering, should the Texans at least look at Nick Foles? Or if not, shouldn't they try to find somebody that can lead that team, you know, to victory and utilize, you know, Will Fuller and DeAndre?
Hey, Patrick, are you trolling us? I mean, do you not believe what Deshaun Watson did this past season?
Yeah, I just...
No, I'm not trolling you at all. My team's terrible. I've adopted Houston since I moved here. I'm still a huge Bears fan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, I'm not trolling you at all.
I'm out.
I don't know why you would move away. I don't know why you would move away from Deshaun Watson after a really good year. I mean, he impressed. There's nobody in the NFL that wasn't impressed with what that kid did. He got hurt. That's going to happen. Guys get hurt. Carson Wentz got hurt.
But
are you saying that the Eagles just give up on Carson Wentz and stick with Nick Foles?
No. What I'm saying is, from a Texans perspective, shouldn't they get insurance? I'm not saying somebody you're going to replace Watson with.
Okay.
But do you really stick with this jerk off from Penn State that just can't throw the ball?
I'm not gonna cut you off, but don't say that again, okay?
Yeah, you can't say
okay,
that.
Okay, I do apologize.
No worries. You got
Patrick. Here's the thing. Okay, look, there's two ways to look at your questions. One, I don't think he's going to be the second coming of RG3. I think that he's proven just simply because in the small sample size of his first year in the league and being thrown in without being the starter all the way through training camp like RG3 was, he came in and he lit up the league and lit up a Seattle defense that's pretty damn good before he got hurt. And there's no reason to believe that he's going to have the fall off that RG3 had. So I would that's where I would dismiss that. What I would say is there is a legitimate point to be made for not only the Texans, but a lot of these teams in the league, i.e. Green Bay, i.e. teams like the Texans this last year, that you should pay a little extra to have a quality backup waiting in the wings just in case, because the Philadelphia Eagles have now given you a precedence to say, this is why we won the Super Bowl. If we had gone the cheap route and we had just gone with a rookie backup or a second-year backup or a guy that we're grooming, i.e. the Packers and Brett Hundley, then guess what? They would not only would they not be Super Bowl champs, they wouldn't be sniffing the second round of the playoffs for all intents and purposes. So from that regard, I think that there is a new standard in the NFL, and people have been awakened. They are going to stay woke now on the fact that you need to pay a little extra and you need to have a quality backup.
I actually agree with him, man. I mean, you definitely don't move away from Deshaun Watson, but some sort of insurance policy. Now, whether or not you look at Nick Foles, that's a different story. I mean, if it's
Nick
feasible,
Foles is going to cost too much.
Yeah, I mean,
well, here's the other thing. He's also under contract, as you said.
He is
not only for one more year, but
well,
with
that's what
team
I mean.
Options after that.
You think they don't have any picks now? You got to start giving up a third round or a package deal for picks next year to get Nick Foles. It's just not worth it. There are plenty of backups that can be serviceable. That they're not going to be great, but you don't go into an NFL season thinking, well, Deshaun Watson is definitely going to get hurt. So who are we going to – you don't – the backup is always an afterthought, and it should be. You don't want to sit here and plan on injuries. That would be ridiculous, especially in the NFL. Now, do you try to get as good of a depth chart as you can? Absolutely, but you got to spend your money wisely, and I don't think spending a ton of money on a backup quarterback would make as much sense when you consider how many holes this team has currently. Go spend the money on the line, then you don't have to worry about it. I think he can stay healthy.
Well, I mean, in fluke things are going to happen like we saw with Wentz.
It was a non-contact injury with Watson.
So here's the thing. I mean, you're right in the fact that they have so many other holes to address that at the end of the day – yeah, don't just throw it away and say Tom Savage is your backup, but also don't overpay if it means shortchanging yourself where you need help, secondary, offensive line, two biggest keys and not in that order. That's what you have to address first. But if you're a team on the cusp of competing for a title, it's better to have depth than it is to have all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's going to have to be a guy that doesn't have really high stock like a Nick Foles or a Case Keenum right now. It's just not going to be a good fit for a backup situation in Houston. But it's a good thought to consider. Like, I'm completely agreeing with you in terms of having some sort of insurance policy. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Nick Foles is a feasible option right now.
So I was trying to see what's out there. I just pulled up real quickly who are the free agent quarterbacks for 2018. And obviously some of these names are going to be off the list with Breeze and Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Case Keenum. Guys like AJ McCarron are probably going to pick up with a team somewhere that needs a quarterback but not be a backup. But then you start getting into the Bridgewaters and Bradfords. And yeah, if you want to spend the money on that, but those guys are probably going to pick up somewhere and compete for a starting job. Now, if you want to talk about Josh McCown or Geno Smith or Fitzpatrick, okay. But you're still going to have to pay for those guys.
And even still, in the case of Fitzpatrick, when you ran into a situation in Tampa Bay this last year when they suffered when Jameis Winston went out, Fitzpatrick didn't exactly do what they had kept him around to do. So you also still got to get a quality backup. That's why Josh McCown got paid, because of the fact that when he was called upon as a backup, he did the job. And that's all you can ask for, is just keep your team in games, assuming that quarterback will come back at some point during the season. If it's the end of the season, it's hard to find a Nick Foles. It's hard to find a guy that's young, that's played as a starting quarterback for full seasons in the league, that can come. I mean, look, he honestly said he was close to retiring 2 years ago. So the fact that they worked with him, they talked him out of thinking like that. They said, you know, we'll work with you and keep you on the roster and do some things as long as you're there for us. And it works.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Again, if you spend wisely, you can get a guy that is going to be a serviceable backup, because not everybody can have a Matt Moore. But remember Matt Moore? Like, everyone thought this guy was it. Like, when Cutler goes down, Matt Moore, he's NFL ready. He kind of crapped the bed a little bit. He really wasn't. So it's a gamble to begin with. And I just think this isn't a team like the Patriots or the Eagles or a team that doesn't have a ton of holes. that, and those teams have holes too, don't get me wrong, but this offensive line needs to be rebuilt. Oh, the secondary needs to be rebuilt. You need to look at middle linebacker. There's a lot of places that they need to spend money. I wouldn't worry about the backup quarterback. If Deshaun Watson goes down, trust me, it's not going to matter who's there. For the season's probably over if you lose Deshaun Watson at any point next year. Yeah, so then it doesn't matter at that point.
But I wouldn't want to see Savage up there. I'm sorry. I just don't.
So what, you want Brandon Whedon? I mean,
Brandon Whedon at least did some things right.
You'd rather see Geno Smith than at that point? Again, it doesn't matter. They're not doing anything. Unless you have another, if you could go out and get Jay Cutler, maybe if they've already got a great lead in the AFC South, which isn't going to happen. I mean, nobody's running away with
the
South next year.
And Cutler statistically says he won't take anything less than a starting job.
Saying.
And guess what? Get ready to go back in the broadcast booth. And at this time, actually go through with it. Because after what everybody saw last year, Jay Cutler's not anybody's answer at backup quarterback.
Yeah, so just focus on the other holes, like starting positions that need to be filled as opposed to the backup.
And let's be honest, too, from the standpoint from the post-Rick Smith era, who always looked forward to the draft and made such a big deal of it, although he didn't draft that great. The bottom line is, with no first-round pick and no second-round pick, your time is free agency. The minute free agency opens up from now until the signing period, everything like that, this is your big time to shine, because the Raiders cut David Amerson yesterday, starting corner, that had just signed a big deal. We mentioned the fact that Butler's out there from New England. These are the kind of moves that they're going to have to look at and really attack in free agency and get out ahead of other teams trying to make efforts to try and get players, because this is their time to improve their team.
Yeah, because they're not going to do it in the first couple of rounds of the draft, and they have the cap space.
Absolutely. So we can continue to talk football if you want. We've got some other things to get to. Jason wants to get to LeBron. So we'll keep moving along. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. You know that I've been talking about Mattress Mack for a long time, because I get all my furniture at Gallery Furniture. I've been doing it well before I got on this radio show, because they treat you right. They make sure that they have good prices, fair prices, quality furniture. They do what they say they're going to do. They deliver the same day, and they give you great customer service. And that's what they're doing right now. They have the largest selection of Tempur-Pedic sleep sets. And as you know, that they did this with the Astros last year, they're going to do it again this year. If the Astros win it all, you get it all. That means you get the Tempur-Pedic sleep sets. You spend $3,000 or more in bedroom furniture. And if the Astros win it all, you get it all free at the end of the year. They refund your money. That's the way they do the Astros promotion, and they're doing it again. Mattress Mack's birthday is the 11th of this month, but he's doing birthday sales throughout the month. Check him out. He turns 67, so the sales are going to be 67% off select items in store, and that's going to keep going. Again, like I said, at least up until his birthday on the 11th. They're open late every night till 10 o'clock, and right now if you buy $4,000 or more of furniture, including the ones marked 67% off, he's going to give you 36% in free accessories back right away. And of course, they deliver that night. I'm telling you, Gallery Furniture does what they say they're going to do. They got three convenient locations now: Grand Parkway between Sugarland and Katy. They also have the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And if you're in the Galleria area, they're right there across the street from Dillard's on Post Oak. Check them out. Mattress Mack will greet you at the front desk off of I-45. And no matter who you talk to and what they do, they're going to have great customer service. And they're always going to tell you, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. One segment to go before the King of the Dad jokes. Sean Salisbury will join us to talk a little football. That's always great. We are all under the same tree as Salisbury's killing it on TV on BN Sports. If you have it, you should check him out with Brian and Robin and Adam and the gang. But also still over on our sister station, 94.1 Sports Map. You can get those on the podcast, because you would never want to interrupt your listening pleasure of listening to our show, because they go 3 to 4.
Of course not. Yo, Adrian said, here's to another year of Pac-Man Joel making D&B joke.
Damn right. Nothing wrong with that.
Francisco said he liked the list of people I hated. And I was like, man, I wish I'd have wrote that down. And then he found it. And I was like, I started looking at it. This was a really good list. This was very solid. It includes like people with one long pinky nail. That's definitely a reason to hate somebody. People that still carry a pocket watch. See, this was a solid list. I need to retweet this. Thank you for finding it, Francisco. shout out to Blake. He said he listens every day. Jerry called us nice people. I think he meant me. He said us. He said great guys. I think he meant a great guy, and he meant me. Not you necessarily.
Now, is it Jerry the intern?
Bo. No, yeah. Jerry Bo knows, yeah.
Jerry, by the way, is in that group of people that are mistreated by you on a daily basis back in the bullpen.
Not true.
So there,
not
that's true. Exactly why that came out. So you know who it was.
By the way, and I know we didn't say this out loud yet, but I was talking to John. We're planning some stuff for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. He said there's some interns already interested. Just a little teaser for you guys out there. But yeah, we've got some guys. We're going to try to get some things done for the Olympics. That'll be some fun. So hang tight for that. Couple more. I know we got to get to Jason's call.
Jason's been waiting. And since we have the fourth shortest wait times in the business.
The 37th shortest. Jason, what's up?
Is it me? Hello?
Yes, sir.
It's you.
What's up,
Jason? All righty. So I was reading some trade rumors with LeBron. And I don't think they're rumors anymore. But he won't waive his trade clause. Who do you think he was trying to – who do you think the Cavs were trying to trade him to? Because they wouldn't mention it in the article on ESPN.
I've heard several different scenarios. You know, I would think that Daryl Morey's an idiot if he doesn't at least pick up the phone. And Patrick Creighton wrote about it on our Sports Map site about at least just, you know, shaking the tree with Dan Gilbert and the gang over there to see what they're thinking and if they – would consider it, but I had heard Milwaukee was involved. If Cleveland,
that would be dangerous.
Yeah, oof. if they can somehow keep the freak and make some trade, he is very tight with Eric Bledsoe, and he was very upset when Bledsoe wasn't traded to the Cavs. That if he could end up keeping a combination of the Greek Freak and Bledsoe and go to a Milwaukee team that's got some of the young pieces that other teams would want, like a Chris Middleton, some of the younger guys that they've drafted in the last couple of years. That's one that I've heard kicked around. I can't say these for certain, but those are just my gut feeling off the top.
I wouldn't
even. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
I don't. Everybody keeps trying to say he's going to the Warriors. I don't think they have. They would have to move around their entire bench to pull that off.
And one of their big four. And we talked about it on the show. That's just, and I said it, you know, as bluntly as I could. I thought that was the NBA trying to grab headlines from the Super Bowl, the week of the Super Bowl, but everybody you talked to, including LeBron, said there was no truth to that, and I wouldn't read into that. I think trades are an interesting thing because how much do you want to give up knowing that he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year? He's not going to give up that free agency possibility, and he's going to pick where he wants to go and play because he's earned that right. So whatever you give up to trade for him, it better not be a whole lot because he's probably not going to stay. That's what I would say about
okay.
that.
I thought you were waiting on Jason to respond.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, I don't want to speculate because I have no idea. I know you have inside sources and that's one thing, but it's anybody's guess. And a lot of it, I'm sure, even from your sources, and I'm not disparaging your sources, but we all know how rumor gets started in the back channels of the NBA and innuendo.
We've talked about agents started. Some people have said with the DeAndre rumors.
It's just a guessing game.
Yeah, Jerry West is an expert, and he's been a longtime general manager. Jerry West will pick up the phone and start dropping subtle trade rumors to see if it gains
speed. Unless Daryl Morey calls this show and says, yeah, well, we tried to get LeBron, but he wouldn't waive his no-trade clause, then I'm not going to speculate on.
And our interns are tired of hanging up on Daryl as it is, so I'm sure that he's frustrated that he can't get through to the show. But also, I give you the Magic Johnson fine today. The other thing that everybody's got to be careful about, because the NBA's got rules like no other league, general managers can't go on the air, and even if it's just a question asked to them, not something they've brought
about
up,
players.
If they speak about another player, they're fined.
It's
they
crazy.
Are fined.
I think that's kind of silly.
Magic got $50,000 for talking about Adetokunbo, who's under contract with the Bucks.
See, and I think that's kind of silly if it's just a... if you're being interviewed and asked a question, it's different if you're reaching out to players or that's being found out. But just to go on and make a comment, that's a little egregious. That's a little silly.
I think it's more about sending a message about how serious they are about not talking to players or about players more than anything else.
But you're just doing the radio. Your job is to talk and promote the game. And it's not like Magic's like, oh, please come to our team.
Yeah, when I was on the flagship.
He's like, he's a good player.
And we had the Daryl Morey show. Daryl couldn't. So a caller could call in and say, Daryl, analytically, break down why so-and-so, let's just say, for instance, Lou Williams has such a high value coming off the bench. And he could answer, Lou Williams is highly valuable because his rate of scoring per minute and because of what he does and the amount of shots that he gets off and makes in a certain amount of time and like that. The minute he said Lou Williams, it doesn't matter what he says after that because the NBA is going to be calling. Someone's going to be narking on them somehow. It's like their big brother's always listening and they're going to get fined.
It's ridiculous.
And if it's not the promotion or the league, it's probably the team, right? Because if it's not the NBA, it's a team that's putting a trap order on you, right? Well, at least that's how they did it in the NFL. I know Keenan McCardell has a bit of a trap order, right, with Jacksonville?
Yeah, he can't talk.
It just depends. Doc Rivers is one of those guys, too. Doc Rivers sits down with his staff at the start of the year, and he says, I'm the only one that does interviews. If you want a request or someone wants to do it for an article, you can come to me, and I'll think about it. Otherwise, I don't want anybody on my staff doing the radio interviews, doing anything. I want the only voice of this coaching staff to be me. Wow. Other guys could care less.
He got claws.
Yeah, I mean, other guys could care less. Kevin McHale, every night I could go to when they actually did pregames where they put a lot of time and effort into it, like doing interviews and information and things like that. I would always make sure I had one, if not two, interviews. And besides the coach and a player, I could go to J.B. Bickerstaff. I could go to Greg Buckner. I could go to guys depending on what. And McHale's like, you're part of our team. I trust you. But other guys are hyper-sent. Van Gundy was one of those guys, too. Didn't want any of his assistants talking. And they put a gag order. And Keenan in Jacksonville had a gag order. Alonzo Highsmith in Green Bay said in the front, I wanted to have him on a couple of times. When Rodgers got hurt, he said, we can't talk, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, so it just depends on the team and the coach and or the front office.
Just moved to Baton Rouge, and I definitely listen every day. Sports radio sucks everywhere else. Sorry to hear that. But thank you for listening every day. Yeah. We certainly appreciate it. Happy anniversary, guys, from your Beaumont Pizza Salesman. Love the show. Barry, Joel, Nick, Raheel. What?
I don't know Raheel. That we've made it. The trade deadline's Thursday, and we haven't made any efforts to acquire Raheel.
Yeah. Somebody said when I told the laser eye surgery story, my favorite part about me telling my laser eye surgery story was it was either right before or right after a commercial for LASIK. I do remember that because I was like, oops.
Yeah, I do remember that too. That was pretty funny. You walking in the halls blind. That was hilarious.
The spelling bee challenge when Trey spelled dairy, D-A-R-R-Y, and then went, oh, wait, D-A-R-R-I-E. Oh, poor Trey.
I don't know how intentional that was, but I actually think that was one of the few times it wasn't intentional.
The spelling bee challenge was a lot of fun, though. OU Mike has given us props. He said, congrats on a year, fellas. You taught us how to fight a bear in our home or office. And then he says, you guys have the same chemistry that Jemele Hill and Donald Trump do.
He's back to being OU Mike.
Shut up, OU Mike.
After we gave you credit,
Mike. Get out of here.
Just put the other strap on your overalls and get back out and start hoeing the field.
And last one before I go to break, I think you'll appreciate this one. It's from Brandon. Mm-hmm. 1970.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that you guys call out listeners, including myself, you guys have sand.
So 936 area code ending in 6396 and area code 409 ending in 5083. Kiss my ass. You have options. There you go. We're calling them out.
See, and I just want to
make sure the listeners are happy.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, but I intentionally skipped some mean texts.
And I found
them. Joel writes the numbers down.
Yep. Found them and got them.
Oh, that's so funny.
You want crazy, by the way?
And then Brandon said best sports radio in Houston. And I just happen to agree.
I do too. Here's crazy for you, and thanks to Dr. Trey for this. But I've told you guys in the past, like Tracy McGrady, Allen Iverson, that have had these quote-unquote lifetime deals with their shoe company.
Right.
Derrick Rose and his Adidas endorsement not only pays him, his brother gets $250,000 to $350,000 a year, and his best friend gets $50,000 to $75,000 per year.
Damn.
As part of the deal.
That's pretty nice.
Pays to be tight with the homie. Man.
Pretty good.
That's craziness.
That's a good beat, by the way.
That's your track.
Yeah, it is my track.
You used to sing that song every day in the production room for...
I appreciate you playing it. I was running to this earlier.
Well, he was crunching it.
What? I was crunching in the... No,
not
I wasn't.
Today.
You okay. No.
Right. You can't do that at 12:54. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're at the halfway point. We've got 90 in the rearview mirror, 90 still to go in the big show, and plenty more to get to. Sean Salisbury due to join us next. That should be fun as we talk some football. If you got questions for us and Sean, hit them up and hit us up on Twitter or by calling 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P Lister line. Call, text, or like I said, tweet. We'll be back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're out of the halftime break, ready for the second half of the big show. 90 minutes in the rear view and 90 minutes still to go. And what we like to do around here is keep it in all in the family. And when you're talking about football expertise, not just from the quarterback position, but overall, and some of the best dad jokes in the business.
I am the Carol O'Connor of this show.
Because
you said we like to keep it all in the family.
Oh. See what I did there? And right away, right off the top, boom. Nicholas, he does not let El Jefe, El Jeef.
I like to call him Jeef.
Or anybody. He does not let him down because that's the way we do it. I mean, look, right off the top, if you guys missed it, check the podcast arena because of the fact that if you missed any of Sean's shows last week, I was driving home listening to some of it. We weren't at Radio Row, and yet he killed had better it. Guests than anybody that was there.
Killed it.
Obviously. Our competing stations in this town did it to themselves. But Sean, the interview that I will refer to back and forth is the Le'Veon Bell interview because you had your questions ready to go and you had great questions. He had honest answers and it was some great radio.
Dude, it was, and I've known him a long time and he's always, and I always kind of, I guess I dangled the carrot out there before he came on because right when he comes on, hey, LB, good to talk to you, man. And every time we're together, you always are real
you upset set him
with
up.
Me.
Yep.
Yeah. To basically say, okay, well, here we go again. And it didn't matter what the question was. I'm disrespected by the Steelers. Yes, I deserve. I would leave for $20 million to go to $25 million to go to Cleveland.
Yep.
I mean, he went.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, oh, do you want James Harrison with the Super Bowl? No. I mean, basically.
And I thought the James greatest was, one of all was because it was like this Butler situation in the Super Bowl. It was hush-hush about what happened on the walkthrough and everything with the Jacksonville game. And he came clean and told you everything that happened there.
Yeah, that he had talked to the coach in the front office and had let them know why he was going to be late. It's a, you know, it's an amazing thing when you actually ask somebody and get it from the horse's mouth what they're going to say. So I just figured, and you know, in that situation, if he didn't want to answer, he'd said, Sean, I'm not going to answer, but. He not only answered, he'd be like, okay.
He brought honesty.
I'm finding out stuff I didn't really even know. I mean, that we think we know, we speculate, but it was, I appreciate the comment. We're blessed, man. We had a great week. You know, your guy Chuck was on and Van Pelt.
Chuck's doing again.
We had everything from serious hardcore football talk from Sean Payton and Rick Spielman all the way to the laughs with McMahon and Chuck Barkley and then the serious stuff that if you're a Pittsburgh Steeler fan or a front office person and you've heard that interview, you're like,
uh-oh.
I don't know whether I call him in and walk him upstairs and talk to him, or we got to get it done. Because aside from the fact that he also said, as of right now, I'm not playing under a franchise tag. So he said a lot of things, which was great for us. But it was a good week. And, you know, you always wonder if you're missing out by not being there. But it was a hell of a week to be here. And after looking at the temperature, I think we're all pretty glad that we hung here.
But you've been up there. Yeah. I mean, you know what it's like in Minnesota this time of year.
Yeah, and it could stay like that for three straight weeks, one, minus five.
I lived
five.
It, too, and I'm like, there's a reason I moved to Houston.
Absolutely, buddy.
Now, my question for you is, and I think even right as the game was ending and we were sure that Brady wasn't going to be able to bring the Patriots back, one of my first thoughts was, what do the Eagles do now? They've got a decision to make in a way with having Nick Foles and Carson Wentz on this team. So I wanted to get your thoughts on what you think they can do or what they will do.
Bear, I think that's a great question. And I 2 weeks ago, I can't remember who it was that I posed the question after, you know, you're going to the Super Bowl. Your Carson Wentz and your backup is starting in the Super Bowl. And a big reason why is because of the way he played in two playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now human, and understand, when you say this, people say, well, no, he's a great teammate. He wants Nick Foles to win. Of course he's a great teammate. But listen, human nature standing on the sideline. You know how, in my opinion, how Carson Wentz would have loved to see that game play out? 16-6, 17-6 Eagle win. Everybody gets the ring. He had part of it. He was the MVP for 13 weeks of the season. A defensive touchdown, a couple field goals by the Patriots. We kick three field goals. Foles is 12 of 30, but we win.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that. It's not like they don't like each other, but that's that human nature. Because listen, this is a second-year guy coming off the insecurities of a shredded knee and two major ligaments. Been there. Secondly, you're coming off a guy who just rolled through and had two of the best back-to-back games anybody will ever have. Not named Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and he's in that category. And now, and you're getting him for $5 million. And he's in a city that doesn't take much. What if Wentz comes back next year, and they're 1-3 to start September?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
That. See, the biggest thing they're going to have to deal with, and I trust, Wentz is a monster. you know, a big physical, strong guy. He's a better physical specimen. He's not more accurate. He wouldn't have made more plays in the Super Bowl than Foles did. I mean, Foles is an accurate thrower. Well, it was just perfect timing, perfect storm, and Foles played out of his mind, and they called as good a game as you will ever call. It's like, you know, when a catcher's in rhythm and Verlander's, and it's like everything you do, the game plan and the execution came together to damn near perfection, and Brady still almost beat him.
Yeah.
So you think about how good that guy is, but going to it, guys, when you get to train, what about the psychological aspect? Even the most insecure players I've ever met are the best players.
That's where I was going. I've heard you say this before, and you got to say it again.
Best players. I can remember an offensive lineman in San Francisco, and I'll leave his name out, started for the Super Bowl when the 49ers were a dynasty, when Joe and Steve were both there, Montana and Young.
Yeah.
We were sitting having a beer one day, and he said, Sean, do you actually think that modern medicine is the only thing? Joe's miracle comeback from back surgery was the only reason he got back so fast? He goes, are you crazy? He goes, this is the great Joe Montana, the best ever. His insecurity drove him because Steve Young was playing well. He didn't want to keep him on the field. Why do you think Brady never allows anybody to take the kneel down? Peyton Manning will never. Remember when Brock Osweiler grabbed his helmet that went to hole?
Yeah,
right there, dude.
Yeah.
People don't understand the most insecure players I've ever been around, and I and JB with you and Barry, you covering it, or comedians, or the best I've ever been around are the most insecure, and that's what drives them. Their fear of this. So human aid, nobody's telling me Carson Wentz feels great today, other than his wife said, yes, she's going to marry him.
Right. Yeah.
But now you're Nick Foles. So if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, I just sit back and say, come at me with desperation. I've got the best insurance policy in the league, in Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I'm Howie Roseman. We're just kind of wait around. If you're Arizona and you're desperate, you want to offer me a first-round pick, we'll get no greater value ever. Okay, maybe. But if you offer me a fourth-round pick, I'll just laugh at you. I'll laugh at you until training camp comes around. You realize your quarterbacks suck, and then you call me, and I may milk more out of it. So if you're the Eagles, you have to do nothing but sit there and say, when that phone rings, you answer it.
Yeah.
You answer
I said yesterday, they got to make an offer that you can't refuse.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you? Why would you let him go? It's $5 million. It's a stealing to keep him.
Otherwise, has the blueprint not changed because of the Eagles, because of Foles, because of the fact that if you're Green Bay, if you're the Texans, if your team's like that, that if you had a quality backup, you would have had a better season, that people have learned, hey, it's time to throw that old blueprint aside and go, if you really think that you're a legitimate playoff team, you might need a little bit more insurance.
Let me tell you something, I'm a little fond of this situation because I was that guy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, and you root for the Keenums and the Foles. Not that you don't root for the Bradys, but you have that special twinge that says, go ahead and go do your thing, Nick Foles. Prove to this. And isn't it ironic that Philadelphia team, Doug Peterson, career-long backup. Frank Reich, career-long backup.
Oh, I didn't think
about
that.
Nick Foles, career-long backup. And I guarantee all three of them sat down and said, we're not backing off and treating you like a backup. Frank and I would have, if we were in this situation, we would have wanted our coach to play aggressive the whole time and treat me like a starter. I guarantee you, Nick said, then treat me like a starter and let's go do this thing.
I didn't even think
about that. All three of those guys were career backups. So an interesting point. But Jay, I'm convinced now, if you're the Vikings and you don't have Case Keenum this year, you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. There's another one.
So you look around and the Nick Foles, while I'm not saying that's the most important, people say, the best position in the world is to be the backup quarterback. Your ass. It's the best position when it turns out like it did for Foles and Keenum.
Yes.
It's the worst when you haven't had a snap in 9 weeks and then you go out there and throw two picks and everybody thinks you're a bum.
Or you have Super Bowl aspirations, you put Brett Hundley in and you crap the bed.
That's exactly right. So guys, we're paying backup quarterback Chase Daniel 2 years ago in Philly. Now, remember what Philly did. They had Chase Daniel. They let him go to get Nick Foles back.
Yeah, they did.
And Chase Daniel was making $7.5 million. Now he's back in New Orleans where he's comfortable with Breeze and Smart, and Breeze likes having him around. But imagine if that scene changed. Because I hate to tell you this, Chase Daniel's not Nick Foles. No. So you take a look at the fortunes of we talk about corner depth. The Patriots wish they had corner depth. Now that Malcolm Butler wasn't playing, they had Rowe who wasn't very good. They wish they had an extra corner. We always looking for depth elsewhere. Why the hell do we take that position for granted? If the Eagles would have taken that position for granted, or Rick Spielman in Minnesota, guess what happens?
Yeah.
Neither one of those teams are sitting in the championship game or a Super Bowl, so they're going to invest more money in that position, and they're going to train him better.
What do you think is acceptable if they're going to trade Nick Foles? I mean, because you said Arizona, which is a name that came up yesterday.
Denver.
And they've got the 15th pick in the first round. Is that too much for him?
See, with the money he's under now, even if you trade for him,
the agent's going to renegotiate that.
You have to. And number two, even if you didn't, if you're Arizona, you do that, and then you draft a first rounder in the first. It's like if the Broncos take Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Let's just say they go get him. If I'm Denver, I still draft a first-round quarterback because is Case Keenum going to be the Case Keenum we saw this year, or is it a one-hit wonder? I'm hoping that we know the answer to that he's going to be a really good player. but it's still a different system. Will Foles be the same away from Doug Peterson as he is there? There's so many dynamics, but I can tell you this, man. Right now, because it's hot, you could probably get a second round. I think somebody would be crazy to say, let's give the 12th pick of the draft for him. Right. I think he'd be a little overboard now. After we let it settle, teams are going to say, wait a minute now.
Right.
The last 3
there's
years
still
ago,
a reason why he was
a backup. That's right. Exactly right. So, but you know what? You can hold a team hostage. Look what happened to the Colts last year.
Oh, yeah.
Luck gets hurt. They panic. They make that trade for Jacoby Brissett, and they get so.
Yeah.
You can hold out if you're the Eagles. You have that luxury right now. You owe Nick Foles nothing.
Before we let
other
you go,
than
though,
another year contract.
You got to believe they got to fix this catch rule.
I don't even know what I mean, when Collinsworth and those guys were talking about it, Zach Ertz made the catch, ran 3 steps, dove, put the ball over the end. That should have taken 8 seconds to figure out. Yep. That wasn't, if that's not a catcher, if they would have overturned that call.
Oof. I said, looking at the Eagles possibly not winning the Super Bowl.
It would have been the worst in history. I mean,
yeah.
So that's, I mean, we got to, let's face this facts here. When a guy makes a football move, takes 3 steps and dives, I understand the one in the back of the end zone to Clement, where there was a little bobble early in the season, that would have been called an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
That one was a no-brainer and, quite frankly, almost embarrassing for the NFL that we actually had to sit there and wait 5 minutes for a decision.
Totally
that was
agree.
A touchdown.
Because there was so
totally
much time agree. To fill that's where Collinsworth
that's exactly,
says the things that's going to get criticized.
That dead air where it's like, well, what do I say? I start grab bagging. The truth of the matter is the best hire in sports in the last 15 years in the front in a broadcast booth is Mike Pereira for Fox, because he would have been on that in 8 seconds. Number one, everybody needs a Mike Pereira. But number two is the Philadelphia Eagles out game planned, out coached, out executed the New England Patriots, and we rarely see that.
That's true.
Incredible.
That is gold right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I tell you. Sean Salisbury is our man. He is the expert on football, but he's a great dude, and we appreciate him. You can catch him on SportsMap 94.1, 3-4. But you got to catch it on podcast because you can't give up on our show. And of course, you can catch him on BN Sports every Monday through Friday. Check it up in your local listings on DirecTV.
Appreciate you, fellas. Otherwise, thanks for having me, Sean.
Thanks for coming, man.
Sean Salisbury right there. We're going to continue with more of the big show. Right now, I want to tell you about your favorite hometown team, the Houston Rockets. That's because the Rockets are on fire, and you can catch them in the regular season with some great deals. The Rockets are on their way to the playoffs, as we know, but you can get seats for the ride, and your choice of a 5-game stretch run package now available for as low as $132. Great deal. 2 different packages to choose from. The 3-point package gets you a playoff rematch with the Spurs, the Pistons, Hawks, Suns, and Blazers. The slam dunk package gets you a rematch with the Clippers, the Pelicans, Bulls, Wizards, and the only H-Town visit from the Thunder. Those are 2 great packages, 1 great price, as low as $132. Just go 713-627-DUNK and get yours today. And by the way, if you're still hooping out there like I do, you want to get in a little 3-on-3 action, don't want to do it on the blacktop. It used to be there. Now it's on the hardwood. It's indoors, and it's a great championship-like atmosphere. As you play 3-on-3 basketball, you can do it at the University of Houston, or they're going to do the 17-and-under competition out at the gym in Humble. Both venues, skill challenge, 3-point shootout, dunk contest. First time ever, championship game played at the Toyota Center, February the 24th. Check it out on Rockets.com for all the information. That's on February the 17th. And again, check out those ticket packages. Houston Rockets basketball, 713-627-9, Rockets.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Usual Suspects, I'm telling you right now.
Got me.
Sean Salisbury is...
Dude!
Brings it. Awesome.
He made me want to run through a wall.
I ain't gonna lie.
I am not BSing you guys when I'm telling you I got the chills. I was like, dude, this is so passionate. And oh God, that was good.
I worked with Sean before, and let me tell you, I miss those rants.
Yeah.
Because there's so, you talk about passion. It's not just passion and he's just yelling for the sake of yelling.
Right.
I went down the hall and I yelled, Sean, that was gold, Jerry. Gold, I say, gold. And he goes, sorry, bro, I get a little passionate. And I go, are you kidding me? It was amazing. I wish we had 2 more segments with him just simply because all the stuff that we kick around, we have opinions on. But when he brings that passion like that, it takes it to another level.
Somebody even texted and said, man, I really miss Sean.
Yeah, I actually was reading. I was telling Joel before the show, I was reading like old Facebook comments from like, I don't know, October or November. And that same thing. We really miss Sean. So.
Yep.
No doubt he really brings it.
Passionate about football, knows his stuff about football, loves football, and can talk about football. But the thing I love about Sean is he can really talk about anything.
Yeah.
And to me, what's always the most impressive about Sean is when you would go somewhere, is the most of the time that we would see him is on a remote. But even here in the studio, when we would come in, he doesn't use a laptop. I've never really seen him.
It's a good point.
Like, I keep a laptop open with me. No, but he doesn't, like, during his show, like, when we would go on location, Joel and I would get there 45 minutes early or so, and we would be sitting there watching him and John do the show. He never has a laptop. He remembers everything. And it's I could never do that. Like, I'm so impressed. He'll start giving off, like, stats of baseball players. I'm like, how do you know that?
Yeah, it's one of his favorite things to say is that he's a wealth of useless information. He jokes, like, he self-deprecates. He says that all the time.
Here's the other thing that we've said over and over again, and literally, if you're a college football coach or you know college football coaches, what college football coach could find a better quarterback coach than Sean Salisbury? Not just because of the X's and O's and because he played the position and all those things. Think about what we're saying. Think about how he could motivate kids. Think about how he can.
Man.
There's a reason why he is the quarterback guru to these quarterbacks that are coming up through the ranks and being offered huge scholarships in the Houston area and around the surrounding areas in Texas. It's because if you're a parent, why wouldn't you want an ex-NFL guy that can also motivate and get into your kid's head to get them to focus like Sean does?
Man, that was good. And of course, people are texting. One guy is texting and hating because we're saying nice things about Sean. You're an idiot. Dude,
someone texted negatives?
Yeah, just that we were bleeping his bleep.
Oh, I figured. Guys. But that's usually normal when we give credit to somebody.
Yeah, we're just.
I guess it's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, of course, it's horrible to show somebody else some love. Dude, if the passion that he just showed for the backup quarterback didn't get you hyped.
If you didn't get anything out of that segment, you're trying to tell me you didn't learn anything or you didn't gain anything out of that segment, you're delusional.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say dumbass, but delusional is probably nicer.
It was. You've
got to be meaner to the texters. Call that back. I almost said it. Call that guy out. Anyway, we're going to continue to roll on with the big show. We now have 2 hours in the books on the anniversary special and still an hour to go in the big show as it is the one-year anniversary of The Usual Suspects. We're going to continue to roll on and make AJ Hoffman's day because we are The Usual Suspects and we ain't going anywhere. So that makes their show that much better. They're going to take over at 4, but until then, we got plenty more show to get to. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Back with the final hour. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.